Start your day of the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 7th of Cheshvan, 22nd of October. Rabbi Yisofa Lichtig, Shlita. The difference between a breeze and a draft. This week's Torah way has been sponsored anonymously.
Good morning, everybody. The following discussion, I think, is relevant in every shul, every Beis HaMedrash, every house, every office, possibly 365 days a year. And the title of the share was, what's the difference between a breeze and a draft? Usually when you have a share, you have a discussion and a bit of a to and fro, and then at the end of the share, I'll tell you the answer. We're going to start the other way around. I'm going to tell you the answer to this question, what's the difference between a breeze and a draft, and then we'll follow on with the different points. The joke, what's the difference between a breeze and a draft, is it depends who opened the window. That's the answer. Depends who opened the window. If the person is a fresh air fiend and he likes it breezy, then obviously then it's a breeze. If you've got the person who, like myself, who sort of likes it a little bit warmer and it doesn't like, then it's a draft. So the question is, who has the right of way? Who is right? Is the person that's feeling a little bit fakilt, he's a little bit chilled and he wants the windows closed, does he have the right of way? Is the person who's warm and it's stuffy, can he open the windows? I was recently davening in a shul. It was a very full shul. And it was a little bit on the stuffy side. Somebody goes to the windows and he wants to open up the window. The gabba comes on and says, you can't open the window. That person over there, he feels the cold. You can't open the window. In every shul, there's always somebody that comes in and has a natural reaction as soon as he comes in, possibly not initial, but you come in and the first thing he does is open all the windows. Then it's comical to watch that the next person that comes in afterwards, he pulls them all closed. I was once at a chasna and one of the people that was speaking described about himself how he was one of these people that always likes the windows open. So whenever he went into the Beis HaMedrash, he always opened the window. And as he's coming into the Beis HaMedrash, he can hear somebody saying behind him, Hine bal hachaloinos bo. So that's what we'd like to discuss this morning. Who is right? Is it the person that wants the window closed? Is it the person that wants the window open? And does it make a difference if somebody is perhaps elderly, he's not feeling well, he doesn't like them, it'll make him ill if the windows are open? Does that play a part in the discussion? It's also relevant to other areas as well. Are you allowed to play loud music at night, relevant to Bochrim, if it's going to disturb other people? Is it things that we do in our households and it affects other people? I know of a family that the people next door are doing renovations. So the whole time it's clapping and drilling and banging, and then the people next door, the elderly people, and they moved out. They couldn't take the drilling. So do the people who are doing the renovations, do they have to take into consideration that there's people next door that are not able to cope with all the works that are being done? So we'll start with a Mishnah in Baba Basra. The Mishnah in Baba Basra is discussing somebody's got a shop in a chotzer, a shop in a courtyard, and there's people coming in and out, and he's manufacturing things there. He's making things. He's banging. He's making food there, and he's got a mill there. So the Mishnah says, Eina yochal limchos biyodai. You can't protest. You cannot make a machar. You cannot tell him that I don't want this. V'leimalai and say to him, Eina yochal lishan, I can't sleep. Loi mikoil hapatish, not from the noise of the hammer. V'loi mikoil horechaim, and not from the noise of the millstones. V'loi mikoil atinokas, and not from the noise of the little children that are coming in to buy. The Mishnah says, if you've got a shop in a chanosha b'chotza, then you can't complain about the noise which is going on there. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Einam yecholim limchos b'yadoi loima. We're not able to sleep mikol hapatish because of the noise, because of the sound of the hammer, or mikol horechaim, or because of the noise of the mill. And the reason is, if they've been doing it for a while and you didn't complain, you can't come along now and say, no, I can't take it. You can't make a machal, you can't make a complaint. Now, the Ramah continues with an exception. V'dafka b'nei Adam b'riim. Till now, we've only been talking about healthy people. People that are well and sound. He cannot make a complaint. But the Ramah brings the Rivosh. Aval imhem chaylim. But a person that's not well. V'hakoil mazik lahem. And the sound, it damages them and it hurts them. Give them a pounding headache every time the hammer claps again. He doesn't feel well. Then a person is able to protest, he's able to say, I don't want the noise to go on. So if a person is not feeling well, and the noise is going to disturb him, then he's got the right of way, he's able to protest. That's what the Ramah brings from the Rivosh. This Rivosh is brought in the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef is talking about somebody whose wife wasn't well. And there was somebody that had some machinery. And every time he used this machinery, it affected his wife. And the question was whether he was allowed to tell the neighbor to stop using this machinery. So the Rivosh says as follows. Because his wife's not well. And it's giving her a headache. And making her feel not well. Giving her a migraine. It's a good claim. That's a good thing to say. Either Mishnah says that you're not allowed to complain. We just said that the Mishnah above Rashi says that you're not allowed to make a complaint. You can't say that the noise is disturbing you. That's only by healthy people. A normal person, he can't complain. We know this lady's not well. So therefore, when he's using his machinery and he's giving her a headache, the lashon of the Rivosh is it's like shooting an arrow into her. Every time you bang the machinery and it gives her another headache, yeah, that's worse. And he brings a proof from another Gemara. Just before we continue, who is responsible to keep out of the way? Is it the person who is doing the damage? Is he the mazik and he has to make sure that what he does doesn't damage other people? Or is it the nizik, the person who is being damaged, is it he that has to keep out of the way? So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if you want to build a swimming pool in your back garden? I want to build a mikveh in your back garden. And obviously there's an issue of the sewage, and they're trying to make sure that you don't damage the foundations of the person next door. So the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, Lo Yachbar Adam Bar, v'loy shiach, v'loy ma'ara, v'loy avi amas samayim. He can't bring any water, pits. V'loy yasa brecha samayim. He can't make a pool of water. Lishreis bo begodim. He wants to use it for his washing. But sad kais lo shel chaveiroi. If it's next to the wall of his friend, elim kein hechik ma'kais lo shel shetfachim. First of all, you have to distance yourself 3 tochim from the wall. And v'yosod basid l'kaisel barzeh, and you have to make sure that you insulate the wall of the pits of the mikveh of the swimming pool very well. Zeh a mikveh mayim or kaisel ha'amah mitzad chaver. You've got to make sure on the side of your friend that it's well insulated. Kedei shelo yavliu ha'mayim v'yaziku kaisel chaveroi, to ensure that you don't damage your friend's property. In the times of the Gemara, it was 3 tefachim. Where there are today's standards of health and safety, and you've got to put the cement there as well. You've got to put the lime there as well. Where they under today's stands, British standards, that would be able to go through? I don't know. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, what's that referring to? That's with other different types of damage. Then the mazik has to make sure that he keeps out of the way. And if the person sees you building the swimming pool and he doesn't say anything, fine, he's building the swimming pool, I don't say anything, and he was meichel, then you can't change your mind afterwards, after you've, as it were, giving him the planning permission and said, yes, you can build your swimming pool, you can't change your mind afterwards. But there's 4 exceptions to that. If there's a lot of smoke next door to us in Gateshead, we have a home for people, non-Jewish people, and they're not so well, and they spend a lot of the time smoking. They're outside, and they've got outside, they put a smoke shelter. And they wanted to put the smoke shelter on outside of the house, and these guys will be sitting there all day, and they'd be smoking, and the smoke would come up. We said, no, put it on the other side of the building, where it's not going to affect us. Smoke, you can make a complaint. V'reach beis hakisei. If somebody has got a beis hakisei and the smell which is emanating from the beis hakisei becomes too great, you can complain. V'avak, or if there's a lot of dust which is being created. And the 4th one is v'nidnud hakaka. If the ground is being pounded and you can feel the vibrations, shekol echad me'elo einlei chazaka. You can't have a chazaka and say, well, I've been doing this for the past couple of years and he never said anything. A person can get to a point when he can say, no, this is too much for me, I can't take it anymore. And afilu shosat kamashon, even if it's been quiet for many years, you can come along and say, I can't take it anymore, and stop the other person. Now this comes from a Gemara, another Gemara in Bava Basra. And the Gemara there brings a story. Rav Yosef Havalei Hanu Tali. He had these trees. They were palm trees. They have also umni, and people that were doctors, they would used to, in the times of the Gemara, they used to bloodlet. And these doctors, these umni, used to come, the yosvi tosaihu, and they would sit themselves under these palm trees, the osu orvi, and then the ravens would come because of the blood that had collected there, achli domo, and they would eat the blood which had been left over from these doctors. Vasolki abaitali, and then used to go and sit themselves on the tree. Umashdi tamri, and they used to spoil the fruit. So Rabbi Yosef was the neighbor. He said, you can't have this. Amalahu Rabbi Yosef, afikuli kurkamehacha. Can you take these birds away from here? Because they're disturbing me. They're eating the blood, and they're dropping the blood on my fruit. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said, well, gromahu, it's only a groma, it's only indirect damage, and when there's indirect damage, you can't complain. Amalei Hachi Amarav Tuvi Ba'amasna Zoysimeres Gromah Benizokin Osa. Even if it's indirect, even if it's just being caused indirectly, you're still not allowed to do that. Okay? So the Gemara asks, "V'ha'asik lehu?" But these doctors have been doing it for many years, and Rabbi Yosef didn't come along and complain till now. So how can he come along and say that I can't take it anymore? Ha'omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Bar Avuha, ein chazaka le'nizakin. No, you can't have a chazaka. You can come along and complain. V'lav itzma lo. Yeah, it's only for certain things though. Rav Mori, Omer Abba Kutra, that's by smoke. And Rav Zvid, Omer Bebeis Akisei. So Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, "Omale hani ledidi da anina datoy." I am very fussy. I can't take these things. These things echo me, and for me, that's like the smoke. It's like the dust. It's like the Beis HaKisei. For me, these things are terrible. Hani ledidi da anina datoy, because I am very fussy and very finicky. Ki kutra o Beis HaKisei domali. These birds, which are leaving their blood remains on the fruit. And it echoes me, and I can't take it. For me, that's like the smoke, that's like the Beis HaKisei. So the Rivash proves from here that Rabbi Yosef was a regular person, it wasn't necessarily ill, but you can see from here that if something is very disturbing and it's going to cause the person to become ill, he was anida datoy, he was fussy, then even though it's not one of those four items, nevertheless, he can still complain. He's got a chazaka. He can't have a chazaka, and the person can complain. That's what the Rivash brings from Rabbi Yosef.
A loud band in a chasana.
Okay. Yeah, and you're the next door neighbor. Or you mean you're one of the guests, or you're one of the?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we'll see at the end of the discussion how all these things pan out. Yeah. Okay. All these things are all relevant. So that is the raya of the Rivash, that if a person is going to become ill, if the person is ill, kiven she'ishazu muchzekes b'choyla, ein lecha girei godol mizeh, k'tom Rav Yosef, hani ledidi k'kutcho b'esakise domoli. Rav Yosef, he was a fussy person, and these birds are going to cause him to become ill, get more ill, and therefore he can complain. And the Ramah adds on to this. Hu hadin kol nezek gadol she'ein adam yachoy l'sovlei. Any great damage which a person can't take, then a person is allowed to complain. The Mechaber said, im hoya kapton oichayla. If he was somebody who was very finicky, very fussy, things agitate him, or he's somebody that's not well, either the noise of the birds is making him a sugar, or the fruit's getting spoilt. You have to stop. So the Ramah says, "V'hu aden kol nezek gadol she'ein adam yachol l'sofu." So till now, we have said that although people are not allowed to complain if you've got a shop and there's noise in the shop, and there's people coming in and out, you're not allowed to complain about the noise. But a person that's not well, a person that's very finicky, very fussy, and things disturb him, and he's got the din of a chayla, somebody that's not well, then he's allowed to complain. Like Rabbi Yosef, the birds disturbed him, the noise disturbed him. The Rivash says that the noise was disturbing this person's wife, it was giving her a migraine. You're allowed to complain if things are disturbing you. And the Ramah says anything which is very disturbing, you're allowed to complain. So at the moment, we're on the side of the people that are cold and they don't like the windows open. If you don't like the window open, you know you're going to get cold. Somebody that the drafts, the wind, the breeze affects you. I don't like the window open. Now, I know that I'm going to catch a cold. If I sit near the window, please don't open the window. You can tell the person to close the window. Comes the Chazon Ish, and he turns the whole thing over. And the Chazon Ish says that we're only discussing things over here which are external to household usage. Things like there's a millstone outside, there's a hammer outside, there's something which is, he's doing his work, his parnosa, but something which is regular household usage. If the person next door is hoovering, at the time when you want to have your rest and it's got a very noisy Hoover. Or the person next door has got the washing machine and it's on the spin run just when you are about to go to sleep and you don't have a detached house. You're only in a semi-detached house. Whenever the person is doing the hoovering, whenever the person is doing the washing, you can hear it next door. Says the Chazon Ish. You don't have to stop doing your regular household chores because the person next door has got a bit of a headache. Says the Chazon Ish. Nira, the ein divrei rivash ela ba'ais adava she'enai ikar dira. We're only talking about things which are not part of your regular household chores. Kamo ba'ais ariga, this person was weaving, and when he was banging the loom, that's when it affected the other person and it gave the person a headache. V'chol kayetzvazeh she'en zeh motzi b'chol adam. It's not something that everybody does. V'lei b'rei b'nei adam, or not even what most people do. It's just something which this particular person is doing, you're not allowed to, then you can complain. But if he's doing something, which most people do, and sometimes the things that they're doing and the things that they're saying, it makes a noise, and it's disturbing the person that's next door and he's not well. The person is not able to complain and he cannot protest. And even if he was there first. Or Rashai brings an example. Are you allowed to build a house? Kenai and Hari got a big mishpacha. And you build yourself a house and you bring in your whole ganze mishpacha and possibly a few sons-in-law as well. And the kids are there and they're screaming night and day. Can the neighbor complain? Excuse me. Yeah, I was here first, and I like a nice, quiet house. And you've come next door with your ganze mishpacha. The children are crying. The babies are screaming all day long. And I've got no menuchas nefesh. Says the Chazon Ish, you can't complain. This person is doing a normal act of living. Or a shy adam livnois bias. A person is allowed to build a house. Eitzel chaveroi. Next to his friend. And he's allowed to bring in the little children and the babies, and they're crying at night. And the person is not able to say, I don't want that. A person who's got his house there. You don't like that?
So can your wife scream at you?
Okay. It depends. I suppose if you call that normal or not normal. Yeah. Anything which is normal, which right people of them do. Yeah. So maybe we can make a census and we can decide. Right people, if the wife shouts at the husband, and that's part of normal living, then yes, then the wife is allowed to shout.
The husband shouts at the wife.
Oh, no, that definitely not. No. The husband's definitely not allowed to shout loud. No.
Well, isn't the Beis HaKisei a regular use? To have a Beis HaKisei in your back garden? That was regular use. That's normal.
I hear. A good catcher.
If you've done the washing machine,
I don't know.
Well,
I hear. I say whether using a washing machine in the middle of the night, whether listening to the news at 12 o'clock at midnight, whether that's called normal or not normal. You know, when I tell the Bochrim when they've got the music playing at all hours of the night, it depends what's called normal. If it's normal to have the music on at such and such an hour, then fine. If it's not normal, yeah, you can have the radio on and want to listen to the news, and it's a normal time of the day, then that's fine. If it's something which is what people normally do, says the Chazon Ish, that's okay. And you can't have any complaints at any times. Does it always go hand in hand? You can't, you know, there's people that have children and they're well brought up and they're still, you know, they're labor-dick and they're Shabbos afternoon. Maybe Shabbos afternoon, if that's a time possibly when people normally go to. I remember when we used to go to family camp in the summer holidays in Kananahor, you've got many mishpachas there. So they always used to make an announcement that between 2 and 4, please keep your children indoors because most people are going to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. If that's something which is normal, then that's the rule that the Chasanish says. It depends what's regular, what's normal, what people normally do. And if it's something which is normal, if people normally do the hoovering, then it makes a noise, the neighbor can't complain. If it's normal to have music on, then the neighbors can't complain. It might depend what decibel the music is on as to whether that's considered normal or not. Therefore, coming back to the question of the windows, what's considered normal? So people would say that it depends on the temperature, it depends on the time of year, it depends on if it's something, if it's a hot room, then presumably if it's hot, depending what the temperature is, and it's stuffy, then you'd be allowed to have the window open. If it's cold, and you've got one person who feels the heat, then if it's not the normal thing to do, then you wouldn't be able to have the window open. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky brings from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta this shaila. Sheim yesh haba anoshim b'chei. There's a lot of people in a room. O mehem roitzim liftayach hachalayin. Some of them want the window open. Or mehem roitzim liska. This is not a modern shaila. This is the old shaila. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta had this shaila in his time as well. People want the window open. People want the window closed. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta paskant. O posak shebi yemois hachama. In the summer. Hadin im haroitzim liftayach. The normal thing is, if you want the window open in the summer, then you can have the window open. And he says, "Ba'afilu yochid." Even if you're the individual, you're the one out of the hundred, and you want the window open, this is normal in the summer. It's normal to have the windows open. It's hot outside. You can have the window open. "Ba'afilu yochid yochol limchos." Even the individual, he can make the complaint. "Shaloi lisko." "Ba'afilu kuf roitzim lisko." Even if 100 people want the window closed, sorry, it's the summer. It's hot. I'm allowed to have the window open. That's normal. "V'yemoisak shomim." And in the winter, then it's the opposite. Even if one person wants the window closed, everybody else is hot, it's the winter. Normal things to do in the winter is have the windows closed. Which would fit with the Chasanish. Whatever's normal, then you have the right of way. If it's normal in the summer to have the windows open, then that's fine. In the winter, it's not the normal thing to do, then you can't. And he brings a raya, interestingly, from a random Mishnah in Peah. There's the Mishnah in Peah, which discusses when the poor people used to come to collect the corner of the field. And payah is also given from trees. Now, some of the trees are not so easy to access. Now, the halacha is that the owner doesn't distribute the payah. The owner of the field, he leaves the payah, and the poor people come and collect it themselves. But it's not so easy to get up the tree. So what happens now? So the Mishnah says, it depends what type of tree it is. If it's bedalis of a, excuse me, bedalis of a dekel, if it's on something which is on a vine, which is trained on sticks, or it's on other types of tall trees, baal habayis moirit, then the baal habayis should bring down the fruits, machalek le'aniyim, and he distributes it to the aniyim, because it's hard for the aniyim to get it. Afilu tishim metisha omrim lechalik, ve'echav omer lovois lozeh omen. Even if one person says he wants it one way and the other 99 say it one the other way, you listen to the person who's saying, doing the halacha. Lozeh omen sha'omar ka'halacha. But bedalas of a dekel ain't a cane. If it's with a tall tree, if it's a regular, then you listen to the person that wants it, you leave it on the floor. But if it's a tall tree, Afilu tisha v'tisha omim lovos. Even if one person says, even if 99 people say we want it to be distributed, and one person says, no, I can't get up the tree, you listen to him because that's the way you have to distribute the payah. So the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says you can prove from here that if the correct way to leave the payah when it's on the ground is you just leave it there and you don't distribute it. So therefore, even if 99 people say we'd like it distributed, And one person says, no, I want to collect it myself. You listen to him, because he's saying the halacha. But if it's a tall tree, then even if one person says, yeah, please can you distribute, and all the other says, no, we're happy to climb up ourselves, you can listen to him, because he is saying the halacha. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that if you've got this person in the summer, and he says, I want the window open, and everybody else says, no, I want the window closed, you listen to him, because he's saying the halacha. That's what normal people do in the summer. And if it's in the winter, you listen to the person that wants the window closed, even if everybody else wants it open. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Paskin from this Mishnah. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky argues. He says there's no right from this Mishnah, because this is, it's gebayt on a pasuk, or maybe it's a special takonas chachamim, mibnei asakana. You can't prove anything from peah to windows. So what's Rav Chaim Kanievsky Paskin? Avlim yesh siba. If there's a reason, there's a course. You write some niska because you want to close the window. I liftayach lichayra mistaber shahokin acha harayv. You go after the majority. Kamay bechal hadroim. The rule is you go after what most people want. So let's just recap. The Chazon Ish has told us that anything which is the normal way of living, then a person can't have any complaints. A person can't have any tainas, if that's what normal people do. Normal people in the summer would have the window open. Normal people in the winter would have the windows closed. Whatever's regular, that's what the Chazon Ish says you should do.
That is a majority, though,
isn't it?
Autumn and spring.
Oh, so that's what... Majority. Sorry? That's normal. That's normal. That's what...
Normally you're saying it's the same as the majority.
But if the majority would come along and say, we don't want it like this, so therefore if you're in a house and your next door neighbour's making a noise, you can't complain. But if you've got a, let's say, a shul, and for whatever reason, maybe the people in the shul are elderly, and it's the summer, and one person, he wants the window open, and all the other people want the window closed, because they're elderly, and they feel the draft. So if Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you go after the majority. You have to ask what the majority of the people want. So therefore, if you're in a shul, and there's older people and younger people, and the older people want it open, and want it closed, and the younger people want it open, the older people can't complain and say, we're going to become ill, because if it's the regular time of the year, or it's stuffy, then an older person wouldn't be able to say, you know, it's going to make me ill, because if this is normal, if it's something which is normal to do, then so be it. But you always have to ask the majority. So if somebody would like the air conditioning on, so you'd have to go around, the gab would have to go around, let's see what most people want. Do you want the windows open? Let's see what most people want. In the chasana, yeah. You'd have to go around and you'd have to make a census. Do you want, what sort of level do you want the sound of the music? So you'll have older people and you'll have younger people, and the older people, yeah, will probably want it quieter, and the younger people will want it noisy. And I would imagine that in a chasana, that's something which is possibly normal. It should be slightly noisier than usual, and you'd have to ask the majority. You know, if most people want it, can you make it a little bit quieter? So you'd have to go to the Baal Simcha would go.
He
won't. Maybe I have to get the Baal Simcha to attend. There was a young man. He was feeling very cold, and he comes in and he likes to put the heating on and close the window. The wife comes in and she says, it's stuffy, we have to open the window. Yeah, we should all be able to live v'sholem, v'shalva together, and that should be a schus for Klal Yisrael, and we should be zeich to b'yis gal tzedek v'mehir v'yameinu amen.
Sorry.
I wasn't in the choir, but I enjoyed it.
You did this after the Passion.
No? Yeah. Good to see you.
No, I'm sure. Good to see you. Thank you.
So you got last night.
Yeah, you went.
Yeah,
when he had to open the window, that's when he
Oh, that's, yeah, very good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so nice. Good to see you.